visiting with Mel Coleman with North Arkansas Electric Cooperative. Mr. Coleman, I understand you've got some news. Of course, we had the cold weather back in February, and that's going to affect the bills come April, right?
Yeah, Mike, unfortunately, we had to go through that cold snap in April and or in February, and that was historical. We've never seen anything like it. It was from Canada to Mexico, and it had a dramatic effect. I know a lot of people have heard about Texas and the billions of dollars in additional fuel costs and the blackouts and things like that. Fortunately, North Arkansas didn't have any blackouts. We came close. We were almost asked to shut down for an hour, and we did not. We're not asked, so we're certainly fortunate in that regard. But what happened in Arkansas, and it's a very complex situation. But in situations like this, where you see extreme cold weather, especially in light of the fact that many generating plants have been shut down over the last few years. Now, again, we don't own generation; we just buy it. And a lot of the plants during that cold snap were off for emergency maintenance, or the gas wells were frozen. Just a perfect storm that led to enormous cost in fuel to run those plants, and that fuel cost is spread between all electric energy users in the state. As far as the co-ops, all 17 co-ops will have to share in about $100 million in fuel costs. And our share of that's about $6 million. That's going to be spread over 9 months beginning April 1st. And, the only thing we know how to do is be honest with people. This does not go to us. It goes to Arkansas Electric in Little Rock, who's our generation supplier, to pay the fuel bill. Again, fortunately, it's not in the billions, even though $100 million is a lot of money.
Mm-hmm.
But it is going to be spread over 9 months. The first month is going to be April 1st. It's going to be pretty salty. $35 is what I'm estimating on a 1,000-kilowatt-hour usage bill. And then it's going to taper off and not be nearly as bad, especially in the summer months. I think it was $1 or $2, an increase on the bill. It comes on, it's a fuel adder. It says power cost adjustment. So, again, it's not something we're happy about. Just want to be up front, tell members about it, tell them it's coming. We've got people in the office that are ready to assist if someone can't pay their bill or to try to further explain it. It's a bad situation, and it was a historical situation. I hope it never happens again.
Mm-hmm.
I just want our members to know we're going to do our best to take care of them in any situation.
Very good, sir. And you said, like you said, the biggest part of this will be in April, and then may see less of an effect the rest of the 9 months that you're talking about, right?
Yeah, our share of the fuel cost is about $5.5 million, and that'll be collected over a 9 month period. When I looked at the spreadsheet, the largest part of that was going to come in April.
Okay.
And then it does taper off. So it's pretty hefty. I'm being honest with people. I just want people to understand that it's coming. It's not something that we did wrong or that we had any control over whatsoever, but we don't abdicate our responsibilities either. We have a responsibility to the membership. In this particular case, our responsibility is just to tell them the truth, tell them what's coming, tell them how it happened.
Mm-hmm.
And again, hopefully going forward, it doesn't happen again.